哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah, Happy Sabbath to all the brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣能够赐福给我们每一位。
May our Lord Jesus Christ bless every one of us.
在这个神所重视的日子里面，能够时常陪伴帮助我们每一个人。
That on this holy blessed day of the Lord, He may always be with us and help us.
在今天的安息日，我们要用民数记的一段记载来做彼此学习的内容。
Today we like to use a passage from the Book of Numbers for mutual encouragement.
我们请翻到民数记的第二十七章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 27.
民数记二十七章的第一节。
Numbers chapter 27 verse 1.
民数记二十七章第一节
Numbers chapter 27 verse 1
属约瑟的儿子马拿西的各族由马拿西的玄孙马吉的曾孙基列的孙子西佛的儿子西罗非哈的女儿名叫马拉挪阿杰拉密加德萨他们前来第二节
verse 2
站在会幕门口在摩西和祭司以利亚撒并众首领与全会众面前说第三节
Verse 3
我们的父亲死在旷野他不与可拉同党聚集攻击神是在自己罪中死的他也没有儿子第四节
Verse 4
为什么因我们的父亲没有儿子就把他的名从他族中除掉呢求你们把我们父亲的弟兄中分给我们的分给我们产业第五节
Verse 5
于是摩西将他们的案件呈到神面前神晓谕摩西说第七节
Verse
7西罗非哈的女儿说的有理你定要在他们的他们父亲的弟兄中把地分给他们为业，要将他们父亲的产业归给他们。在这里是一段比较特殊的记载。
Here's a very special recording.
这里讲到有几个女孩子来到摩西的面前。
Here tells us there are a few women who came before Moses.
特别来为摩西特别来对向摩西为他们的家族来要产业。
They were before Moses to ask for lands for their on behalf of their family.
以色列人是一个父系的社会。
And Israelites, they are a generation, they're a society,
male-dominated society.
A male-dominant society.
就是在他们整个社会的运作当中是以男性为主。
And that is in the society, they're male-dominant.
所以我们可以看到说圣经当中大部分的记载。
So we can see most of the biblical recordings.
通常都是讲到父亲、儿子、孙子。这样子一辈又一辈的记载
And it speaks about the fathers, the son, and the grandsons.
同时谈到的是只有男儿子才有谈到分产业的事
And only the sons will have a share of the inheritance.
但是在这一段神却特别把产业交给了西罗非哈的女儿
But in this passage, God especially gave the inheritance to the daughters of Zelophehad.
我们可能会觉得说这只是一个分产业的小事
We may think that this is simply a small matter of dividing inheritance.
但是在民数记的最后的结尾又是把西罗非哈的女儿拿出来讲
But till the very end of the book of Numbers, the daughters of Zelophehad were once again mentioned.
创出立民生这摩西的五卷
In the first five books of Moses,
是以色列人最重要的书卷
And those are the five most important books to the Israelites.
也是他们千年以来行为社会道德的准则
And this is also the principle that serves, that is a serving principle to their society, to their religion and family.
所以西罗非哈的女儿在27章出现
So the daughters of Zelophehad appeared in chapter 27.
而到最尾端民数记的最后面36章又再一次被提出来讲述。
Their names are once again mentioned in the last chapter, chapter 36.
就告诉我们说这并不是一件小事。
It can tell us that this was not a small matter.
因为这件事情惊动了摩西。
Because this case had shocked Moses.
祭司会众首领都出来。
The priests, the leaders, everyone came out.
啊，甚至最后要呈到神的面前由神来做决断。
Till the end, this case had to be presented before God for God to make the judgment.
啊，这里面当中一定有很多值得你我今天深思学习的地方。
Therefore, within this passage, there must be many points that we may learn from.
啊，我们就来看一看这西罗非哈的女儿这件事到底有什么特别。
So let us take a look at what is so special about the case of the daughters of Zelophehad.
啊，在这里讲到说这些女人们、女儿们来到摩西的面前。
Here says these daughters came before Moses.
就是希望说能够为他父亲留下产业。得到名字。
And they wanted to gain a name for the possessions left for their fathers.
我们刚刚有谈到说在当时候是男性为主的社会。
We had mentioned previously that they are a male dominant society.
哦，所以女人尤其是还没有出嫁的女孩子在社会上是没有什么地位的。
So their women, especially the unmarried daughters, they had no status in the society.
啊，但是在这里却为了这一件事情他们勇敢地来到摩西跟会众的面前。
But these daughters, for this very matter, they came bravely before Moses and the congregation.
来希望为他父亲留产业、留名字。
They wanted to plead for a possession and a name for their father.
我们在这里看到的第一件事。
So the first thing we see here.
就是西罗非哈女儿的勇气。
And that is the bravery of the daughters of Zelophehad.
很多时候我们都知道什么是对。
Many times you know what is right.
但是知道对却不见得愿意去行。
But knowing what is right doesn't mean we are willing to do what is right.
因为知道说如果你站出来可能需要付出代价。
Because we understand if we step out, then we may need to pay a price.
因为知道站出来可能会受到众人的公宣。
And by stepping out, we may be persecuted or being pointed at by others.
因为知道说当你出来说对的话做对的事反而可能被众人所讨厌。
When you come out to speak what is right, do what is right, then you may be hated by all.
因为很多时候这个讲出来讲对的话常常是让人家听了不舒服的话。
Because many times speaking what is right will make others feel uncomfortable.
但是在这里他们却让我们知道。
But here it tells us.
说对的事你就要有勇气去坚持。
Whatever is right, you need to persist.
当主耶稣到圣殿的时候。
When Lord Jesus went to the Holy Temple.
圣殿是一团的混乱。
And there was chaos within the temple.
因为里面有很多人在做生意。
For there were many merchants doing business.
圣殿里面有牛群。
There were oxen.
圣殿里面有兑换银钱的人。
And there were people trading money in the temple.
就在里面做生意了。
And they were doing their businesses in the temple.
主耶稣进去了以后就非常的生气。
When Lord Jesus entered, he was greatly angered.
圣经里面讲说主耶稣就把牛群赶出去了。
And the Bible says he chased out all the oxen.
然后推翻了这个兑换银钱人的桌子。
And he overturned all the tables.
主耶稣做的事情是对的事。
What Lord Jesus did was something right.
主耶稣做的事情是好的事。
And what he did was good.
但是这对的事、好的事却没有人高兴，也没有人喜欢。
But what was right, what was good, brought no joy to others.
当你推翻了这些做生意人的当你搅扰了这些人的生意。
And when you overturn their tables and disturb their businesses.
我们讲说断人财路如同杀人父母啊。
And this is why we say cutting off someone's way to profit is like killing off their parents.
哇，这个是得罪人的事。
And that is something you will run against someone.
人家在那里做生意做得好好的。
And they're just trying to make make money there.
结果你突然跑进去，把人家生意搅得一塌糊涂。
And you suddenly come in and disturb all their businesses.
啊，当然啦，这些生意人呐，恨透了耶稣啊。
Of course, all those merchants hated Jesus.
啊，圣殿里面的祭司呢？
What about the priests in the temple?
这祭司原本应该是要维持圣殿的秩序以及保持圣殿的圣洁。
Originally, the priests, their duties were to keep the holiness and the cleanliness of the temple.
啊，但是如果没有祭司的同意，这些生意人怎么可能进到里面做生意呢？
But without the consensus of the priests, how could these merchants come into the temple to do their business there?
哦，所以这些祭司在这些生意当中也是有拿，也是有分红的。
And so we are sure that these priests took some profit from all these tradings.
所以生意人讨厌你。
So the merchants hate you.
祭司也讨厌你。
The priests also hate you.
诶，那那些来献祭的百姓呢？
What about those people who came to offer in the temple?
献祭的百姓一样讨厌你啊。
All those people also dislike you.
为什么你让他的生活变得很不方便？
And why did you make such inconvenience to their life?
你戳破了他们的你戳破了他们错误的习惯，让他们觉得心里不舒服啦。
And you have broke through their wrong way of living, and that caused discomfort to them.
啊，大家都是这样。
And this is how everyone was like.
这么多年来都是这样。
And this is how we've been all these years.
你干嘛要这样这么不一样？
And why do you have to be so different?
哦，你是很属灵是吗？
Are you so spiritual?
所以啊，有时候你做了对的事情，不见得会得到任何人的喜欢。
So sometimes even you do what is right, you may not be liked by all.
啊，但是我们要能分辨到底是对的事啊，到底是不是对的事。
But we need to be able to discern whether it is right or not.
如果在神眼中是对的事情，
If this is right in the eyes of God,
就要勇敢地站出来把它讲出来。
Then we need to be brave, be bold, step out and speak it.
啊，因为我们所做的不是要讨人的喜欢。
Because what we do is not to please men.
而是要保持神家的圣洁。
Or rather, we're trying to maintain the holiness of the temple of God.
啊，今天我们的人都非常重视人际的关系。
And today, all of us value these interpersonal relationships.
啊，所以大家都喜欢做好人。
So all of us like to be the good one.
没有人喜欢跟别人有冲突。没有人喜欢讲别人不喜欢听不喜欢看到的事。
And none of us want to be in conflict with anyone else or to speak anything that they don't like to hear.
哦，所以有时候到后来就是大家把眼睛遮住就当作没有看见啊。
And as a result, sometimes we'll turn our head away and just pretend we don't see anything.
啊，却不知道说当我们讨了人的喜悦，
But what we don't know is when we try to please men,
我们可能惹了神的愤怒。
Then we have stirred the wrath of God.
啊，所以在这里给我们的第一个提醒。
So the first reminder to us,
就是要有勇气说对的话，要做对的事。
And that is to have the courage to speak what is right and do what is right.
啊，但是不是我们眼中对的话或我们眼中对的事哦。
But it is not to speak what is right in our eyes or in our words.
啊，是要在神眼中对的事才可以。
But rather, what is right in the eyes of God?
所以在这里第一个告诉我们说，今天信仰的路要有勇气。
So the first point, it tells us that on this path of faith, we need to have courage.
那第二个，我们看到他们把问题提到摩西的面前。
Secondly, we see how these daughters presented this problem before Moses.
啊，并且在众会众面前拜托摩西来处理他们父亲的产业。
Before the congregation, they pleaded Moses to take care of their father's possession.
所以我们第一个看到的是遇到问题处理的勇气。
So first, when they face a problem, it was their courage to deal with the problem.
第二个我们看到的是处理问题需要拥有的态度。
And the second thing is the attitude they possess in dealing with their problem.
他们来到摩西的面前没有吵吵闹闹。
When they came before Moses, they were not very rowdy.
也没有来跟众人吵架争执。
And they did not come before the congregation to argue with them.
啊，他们把自己的问题提出来了。
Instead, they presented their problem.
啊，并且请求摩西来帮他们处理，使他父亲的名号能够留下来。
Instead, they pleaded with Moses to help keep the name of their father.
啊，这是第二个告诉我们说，有问题，但是处理的态度 需要温和。
So the second thing that tells us when there is a problem, when dealing with it, our attitude must be mild and gentle.
很多时候我们都觉得说讲话大声才会赢。
Sometimes we may feel the louder we speak, the more chances we'll win.
我一凶起来都没有人敢说话。
When I become very fierce and no one dare to speak against me.
所以有时候啊我们啊讲话就要比大声啊做事就要看比谁更凶悍啊。
So when we're dealing with problems, we'll compete who speaks louder or who is more fierce.
却不知道说这样子的行为在神的家中是没有尊重神的表现。
But little do we know this kind of attitude in the house of God is disrespectful.
那有时候我每次听到我们弟兄姐妹在说哈。
So whenever I hear brothers sisters talk about,
我们有时候会听到弟兄姐妹说教会是我家。
Many people will say, many brethren will say, the church is my home, my family.
感谢主啊，这个听到这一句话，心里就觉得很安慰。
I thank the Lord. Whenever I hear this, I feel very comforted.
但是有时候我虽然看到有的弟兄姐妹说，教会是我家。
But even though I often hear brothers and sisters say that church is my house, my home.
但是啊，我看他们的行为啊，却是说，教会是我家的。
But,
不太一样，差一个字就差很多了。
But looking at their conduct, it tells me the way they behave tells me that they treat the church as their own.
哦，教会是我家，需要好好的用心照顾，这个是对的。
And so it is true that the church is my home, so I need to take care of it.
哦，教会是我家的，那就是什么？就是我是这里的王，我爱怎么做就怎么做啊。
But if they treat the church as their, like the church is mine, then they treat themselves as a king of this church. They can do whatever they please.
所以我们今天要看看我们到底是哪一种人啊。
So we need to examine ourselves to see what kind of member we are.
我们是把神的家当作自己的家一样来照顾呢？
Do we treat and take care of the church of God as our own home?
还是在神的家中作威作福，以为我说了就算呢？
Or do we treat ourselves as a king of this home that whatever we say or whatever we do is absolute?
所以有问题可以提出来。
Whenever there's a problem, we may raise it.
有想法可以彼此沟通。
Whenever we have different ideas, we can share with one another.
但是不需要用争执、吵闹、生气、愤怒的方式来宣泄你的情绪。
But we do not need to use anger or any kind of fierce emotions to express our problems.
因为神的殿是神的，不是你的。
Because the temple of God belongs to God and does not belong to us.
你只有把自己当成神的家人，这才是你的家。
And only if you treat yourself as a family of God, then this is your home.
我们来看一下彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
我们看彼得前书的第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter
3. 第三章十五节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
彼得前书的三章十五节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
这里说只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人啊，在这里是使徒彼得告诉我们行事的态度。
And here Apostle Peter tells us the way we should conduct ourselves.
所以我们今天在处理教会的事务，或者是对外发展教会的圣工。
Today when we are taking care of the affairs of the church,
它的观念都是一样的。
The concept is the same.
就是你的立场要很坚定。
And that is, we need to be firm with our stand.
但是你的态度必须温和。
But our attitude must be meek.
但是有时候我们刚好把它颠倒了。
But so often we reverse the two.
有时候我们遇到那个比较凶的，我们的态度非常的，我们的立场非常的温和，就是很不定啦，立场非常的温和。
When we face someone who is more harsh, then our stand becomes very wavering.
但是遇到那个好欺负的，我们的态度非常的坚硬啊。
But when we face someone we can bully, then our attitude becomes very firm and fierce.
哇，对有些信徒啊，哇，讲话很没有礼貌，讲话很大声。
And sometimes we're very rude to our different kind of members.
遇到那些比较凶的啊，马上啊，马上就变得又温柔又善良。
But when we face someone who's stronger than us, and we become very kind and gentle.
这里是搞错了。
But you have made a mistake.
他说呀，彼得告诉我们啊。
So here Peter tells us.
信仰原则，你的立场要非常坚定。
In your principle of faith, you must stand your ground firm.
但是与人沟通，你的态度要非常温和。
But when we're communicating with others, then our attitude must be very meek and gentle.
我们之前有讲到以色列人在旷野的时候打了两支的营号。
And previously, we have shared about how the Israelites, when they were in the wilderness, they made two silver trumpets.
他说哇，这个营号吹出声音来，你就知道你必须要做什么。
And once the trumpet had been blown, then you immediately know what you need to do.
啊，但是神特别吩咐摩西。
But God especially instructed Moses.
他说，当你吹这个营号的时候
，When you blow this horn,
你什么时候可以吹大声
？And when can you blow it loudly?
与敌人征战的时候，你要吹的大声啊。
And in the time of battle, then you need to blow the horn loudly.
啊，但是神特别吩咐摩西
，But God then especially instructed Moses，
说你要召聚以色列会众的时候，不准吹出大声来。
In time when you want to congregate all the Israelites, you cannot blow it loudly.
面对敌人，你要发出怒吼。
In the facing of enemies, then you need to blow it loudly.
但是召聚百姓。不可吹出大声。
But when gathering the Israelites, and you need to do it gently.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，是我们需要处理问题。
So here it tells us, yes, it is true that we need to deal with our problems.
但是强硬的态度，凶恶的表现，不会使你得到任何人的认同。
A fierce and harsh attitude will not gain any favor from others.
也更不会得到神的喜悦。
And God will not also not be pleased with you.
哦，所以当我们谈到狮子。
So when we talk about a lion,
啊，不要忘记了，圣经当中讲的是两种不一样的狮子啊。
And don't forget, the Bible mentions two kinds of lions.
你可以像犹大的狮子。
You can be the lion of Judah.
非常勇敢。
Very brave.
啊，成为以色列的荣耀。
And become the glory of Israel.
啊，但是你要小心啊。
But you must be careful.
啊，圣经里面讲说，魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行啊。
For the Bible also says Satan is just like a roaring lion.
啊，所以我们啊，不要在教会里面啊，哇，表现说我就是狮子啊，你可能就是那个遍地游行、专门欺负信徒的狮子啊。
And let us not try to act like a lion in the church because we might just be the Satan who is the lion.
所以在教会里面大小声是没有什么值得夸耀的。
So there's nothing to boast about if you talk so loudly.
所以这里是第二个给我们的提醒。
This is a second reminder.
虽然他们有问题有意见。
Though they have problems and opinions.
但是他们是交托摩西，让摩西来处理。
They entrusted their problems to Moses and let Moses handle it.
让摩西把问题带到神的面前。
And so that Moses could present the case before God.
第三，我们看回来27章。
And thirdly, let's turn back to Numbers chapter 27.
27章的第四节。
Chapter 27, verse 4.
第四节说，为什么因我们的父亲没有儿子，就把他的名从族中除掉呢？求你们给我们父亲啊，求你们在我们父亲的弟兄中分给我们产业。这里是第三件哦。
And this is the third matter.
啊，为什么这件事情闹得这么大
？So why did this case become so big？
啊，不但摩西没有办法处理，还要交到神的面前。
And not only was Moses not able to handle it, he had to present it to God.
不但神亲自的回答
，And God not only personally replied，
甚至把它做成了一个勇士的定例。
He even exemplified to a great example of a great man.
神把他定成一个法律哦。
And God set into a statue.
甚至到民数记最后一章，还是把这个拿出来讲。
Even to the last chapter of Numbers, he brought it up again.
这里有一个很大的原因啊。
And there's a great reason.
说当这些女儿们把这个问题提出来的时候
，And when these daughters presented the problems,
我们看到的是他们要分产业，不是吗
？And what we see is that they wanted to divide an inheritance.
哇，你有我也有，你要我也要，大家来发财。我们以为是这样吗
？We might think if they have it, they also want to share for themselves.
这里他的女儿不断的强调是给我父亲留名字啊。
But that what the daughters emphasized was to leave a name for their father.
犹太人的社会组织其实跟华人有蛮多地方很类似。
And the structure of the Jews is in some ways very similar to that of Chinese.
他们也非常重视那个族谱家谱要把
祖先的名号留下来。
And they place great emphasis on leaving a name in the genealogy.
啊，所以为什么在传统的华人社会里面，我们很重视生儿子
？And this is why in the traditional Oriental society, we place great values on having sons.
啊，就是希望说这个一代一代的名字能够被传承下来。
So that the family name can be passed down generation.
哦，犹太人他们也是这样。
So likewise for the Jews.
啊，他们非常重视他们的家谱。
And they greatly emphasize on the genealogy.
因为他们觉得这个就是神的赐福。
Because they feel that this is the blessing of God.
啊，他们喜欢追溯自己的祖宗。
And they like to trace back to their ancestry.
啊，来认证到自己是神的选民。
And to be able to prove that they are the chosen ones of God.
哦，所以对以色列人来讲啊，留名号是非常非常重要的事情。
Therefore, for the Israelites, leaving a name is very important to them.
所以当这西罗非哈的女儿把这件事情提出来。
So when the daughters of Zelophehad raised these problems.
他们虽然要的是产业。
And the, what they were requesting was a possession.
但是他们所看重的却是家族的名号。
But what they value was the name of their family.
是希望这个名字能够不断的传承下去。
They wanted their family's name to be able to continue to pass on.
使他父亲的名字不要在以色列人的家谱当中消失。
And that the name of his father would not disappear from the genealogy of the Jews.
这是为什么摩西不敢决定的。
And this is why Moses did not dare to decide for himself.
如果只是为了财产、为了钱、为了土地。
If it was merely for land and possession and inheritance.
这个对摩西来讲，这个真的没有什么，一小群人而已啊。
And to Moses, this was just a small case.
哦，就是看要怎么处理啊，给或不给，就是这么简单。
Whether to give them or not, this was just a very simple decision.
为什么这个问题要提到神的面前？
But why did he need to present this problem before God?
甚至到最后进入摩西律法，成为一条法律。
And even till the end, it entered into the laws of Moses, it became a set law.
因为这个问题从来不是为了钱。
Because this problem, question was never about money.
这些女子提出问题，也不是为了那些土地。
And the daughters raised the question never about possessing a land.
因为他们是要使父亲留名字。
They wanted to leave a name behind for their father.
哦，所以我们今天提出一些建议、一些问题来。
So today, whenever we raise some kind of questions or suggestions,
我们在教会当中有些想法、有些建议。
Perhaps in church, we may have different kind of opinions.
这是好事。
And this is a good thing.
因为有关心、有在乎，才会有想法、有意见。
Because only because we care, so we have different thoughts and suggestions.
啊，但是在这里，从西罗非哈的女儿给你我做一个提醒。
But from the daughter of Zelophehad, it serves as a warning for a reminder for us.
你所提出来的想法建议是出于什么动机？
So you need to ask yourself, what motive, do you possess when you raise these thoughts and suggestions?
这些女儿坚持要产业。
These daughters insisted on, receiving an inheritance.
为的却是更高更有价值的目标。
And it was for a higher purpose.
是属灵的目标。
That was a spiritual purpose.
是信仰的价值。
It possessed spiritual value.
是使她的父亲的名字不至于消灭。
It was so that the name of his father would not disappear.
所以他们鼓起了勇气。
This is why they gained up their courage.
来到摩西的面前。
They came before Moses.
冒着被羞辱的危险。
And they risked of being shamed.
来争取他父亲的名字。
And there they wanted to plead for a name for their father.
哦，所以我们今天在教会当中提出想法跟意见来。
So today in church, whenever we raise, different thoughts or suggestions,
他必须要有一个更高更美的目标。
And they must possess a higher and more beautiful purpose.
你的动机是为了教会更好。
And that your motive is for the church to become better.
啊，当然你所提出来的意见不见得是对的。
Of course, the suggestions you raise may not be, correct.
对的意见也不见得是好的。
And the correct suggestion may not be right.
啊，我们不要以为对的意见就一定是好的哦，不一定哦。
And don't ever think that a right suggestion is good.
哦，因为我们看不到未来啊。
Because we cannot see the future.
啊，所以你提了一个很棒的意见。
So today, even if you raise a very good suggestion,
啊，但是啊，教会最后投票没有通过，拒绝了。
In the very end, when church holds a meeting, your suggestion did not pass.
你也不用什么，没有什么好生气的啊。
And there's nothing to be angry about.
因为你提的这个最棒的意见，
because the best proposal you raised,
可能在将来给教会造成最大的损失。
It could cause the greatest harm to the church in the future.
因为你看不到未来。
Because no one can see the future.
哦，所以不要以为你对的意见
就一定是对教会好的意见，不一定的。
So don't ever think your right suggestion for the church would be the best for the church.
哦，所以我们把意见提出来。
So whenever we raise a suggestion,
有的意见好，有的意见不太好。
Some are good, some are not so good.
有的意见通过，有的意见没有通过。
Some have passed, while others have not.
这都是小事。
Now, all these are very insignificant things.
因为神在看的是什么
？Because what is it that God sees?
神在看的是你提出意见的时候，是不是一股真心。就是为了让神的家更好。
Because what God will see is in the time, in the moment when you raise these suggestions, is your motive truly for the good of the church?
如果你是出于真正为教会、为信徒好的动机
，If you truly it is from a sincere heart of wanting good for the church,
那提出来了，不管有没有通过，神都会纪念。
In the end, doesn't matter whether it has passed or not, God will remember your heart.
啊，所以我们在这里看到西罗非哈的女儿不是为了财富跟产业在争取。
So here, the daughters of Zelophehad did not fight for his father's inheritance and lands.
因为其实在当时那个世代，女人是不留产业的。
During that time, women cannot possess any inheritance.
因为就说他们争取到了，这些产业也不会在他们的名字底下。
Even if they fought these lands for themselves, they will not be under their names.
啊，他们嫁了人，这产业就归了夫家，就是这样子。
Once they married off to someone else, and that land will belong to their family.
哦，所以为什么西罗非哈的女儿要争取这些不会属于他们的产业呢？
So why did the daughters of Zelophehad fight for these inheritance that would not belong to them?
因为他们要让父亲留名字。
Because they simply wanted to leave a name behind for their father.
所以当他们嫁人以后
，So later on when they married someone,
他们所生下的第一个孩子
，The first son, the first child they get birth to,
会继承原本父家的名号。
And their child will inherit the name of her father.
然后这所争取来的产业
And the possession which they had gained
会归到这第一个孩子的名下
And will fall under the name of their first child.
使得那个父亲使得这个西罗非哈家族的名字可以继续流传下来
So that the name and the family of Zelophehad will continue to pass on.
所以这些女儿争取了半天他们得到了什么
So what is it that the daughters have gained by presenting their case?
从物质上来讲最后他们还是什么都没有、哦、不会是他们的这些产业不是他们的
So from the material sense until the very end they gain nothing for themselves
那他们在争取什么
But what is it that they're trying to gain
那他们在坚持什么
What is it that they're persisting holding on to
要坚持为父亲在神的选民中留下名字来
And they're persisting so that their father could have a name that is left in the genealogy of the chosen ones of God
这是你我今天需要学习效法的
And this is something that all of us need to learn from today
甚至神都出声说西罗非哈的女儿有理
And even God has spoken out and said what the daughters of Zelophehad speak is right
要照着这样给他们成全
And you shall surely give them the possession
连神都认同
Even God agreed
因为他不是出于私心
Because it was not out of a selfish heart
而是要在选民中留下名号
And rather it was to leave a name behind in the chosen people of God
我们来看民数记的36章
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 36
民数记的36章
Numbers chapter 36
民数记36章的第五节
Numbers chapter 36 verse 5
第五节
verse 5
摩西照神的话吩咐以色列人说约瑟支派的人说的有理第六节
verse 6
论到西罗非哈的众女人众女儿神这样吩咐说他们可以随意嫁人只要嫁同宗支派的人第七
Verse 7,
这样以色列的产业就不从这支派归到那支派因为以色列人要各守各宗族各祖宗支派的产业第八节
Verse 8,
凡在以色列支派中得了产业的女子必做各宗支派人的妻好像以色列人各自承受他祖宗的产业第九
Verse 9
这样他们的产业就不从这支派归到那支派因为以色列支派的人要各守各的产业第十
Verse
10神怎样吩咐摩西西罗非哈的女儿就怎样行啊在这里啊到民数记的最后面
To the very end of the book of Numbers
又出了问题啦
And here another problem arose
当这些产业归了这些女儿
So once the possession had gone under the name of the daughters
但是这时候约瑟支派提出一个问题
Here the sons of Joseph they brought up a question
说如果这些女儿们 嫁到外支派去呢？
And what if the daughters they marry off to another tribe?
啊，这样子生下来的孩子就变成外支派的孩子。
Then their children will belong to the other tribe.
啊，归下来的产业也跑到外支派去了。
And the daughter's inheritance will now belong to the other tribe.
那这样子，神原本给每一个支派的产业数字就开始改变，大小就开始改变了。
Then the original amount of inheritance that God has given to different tribes will now change.
啊，这样子怎么办？
So what would they do?
哦，所以啊，摩西再次的把问题带到神的面前。
So again, Moses presented the problem before God.
啊，神就告诉他们说。
And God told them.
他说，西罗非哈的女儿要继承产业可以。
So it is okay for the daughters of Zelophehad to inherit the possessions.
但是他们不可以嫁到其他的支派。
But they cannot marry off to a different tribe.
原本嫁到其他支派是这些啊，是他们的权利啊。
So it was their given right to marry to a different tribe.
以色列的十二个支派本来 intermarriage， 那个互相的通婚本来就是很正常的事情。
So intermarriage between the 12 different tribes was something very common to them.
啊，所以不同的支派都是以色列人，但是不同的支派本来就有嫁娶的活动。
So they are Israelites, so it is okay for them to intermarry in the different tribes.
啊，但是在这里啊，神却吩咐西罗非哈的女儿。
But here God instructed the daughters of Zelophehad.
说你不可以嫁到外支派去。
And you should not marry to another tribe.
圣经这里讲说神怎样吩咐摩西。
And here it tells us how God instructed Moses.
他说西罗非哈的女儿就这样行了。
And the daughters of Zelophehad shall do like this.
他说啊，嫁娶外支派本来是他们的权利啊，权利。
So intermarrying with other tribe was their given right.
但是为了要坚持给父亲留名，他们愿意付出代价。
But in order to keep this name of their father, they were willing to pay this price.
他们的这个权利被剥夺。
And they have been taken away this right.
使得这个家族的产业留在各支派里面。
And so that the possession of their family may be kept within their own tribe.
哦，但是他们愿意。
And they were willing.
啊，他们愿意为他们的选择来付出代价。
And they were willing to pay a price for the decision.
他们愿意放弃自己的权利，也要坚持使父亲的名字留下来。
And they're willing to give up a right so that they can keep a name, preserve a name for their father.
为什么西罗非哈的女儿在圣经当中这么一件小事却一直被提出来？
So why did such a small case of the daughters of Zelophehad have been mentioned in the Bible?
因为他们很多的行为表现都给你我今天的信徒留下美好的榜样。
Because many of their deeds have left behind a wonderful example for us today.
对神应许的坚持。
And their persistence in holding on to the promise of God.
为了要留在选民当中愿意付出代价。
In order to be kept within the chosen ones of God, they are willing to pay a price.
为了要做对的事情可以放弃自己的权利。
In order to do the right thing, they are willing to give up their own rights.
这是西罗非哈的女儿。
And these are the daughters of Zelophehad.
也是特别得到神的称赞以及被摩西所提出来。
And they were especially mentioned by Moses and especially praised by God.
好，所以我们今天在行走天国的道路。
So today as we walk on this journey,
我们也要向这些女孩子们学习。
We need to learn from these daughters.
他们的坚持与勇敢。
Their persistence and their courage.
他们的温柔处理问题的方法。
And their gentleness and meekness in dealing with their problem.
他们把事情提到，把问题提到神的面前。
And they brought forth the problem before God.
更愿意为了留在民中来付出代价。
And even more, they were willing to pay a price just so they could be preserved within the chosen ones of God.
啊，保罗曾经说过啊。
And Paul once said.
啊，保罗说啊，如果吃肉让人跌倒，我就不吃了。
If eating meat causes someone else to stumble, then I refuse to eat meat.
吃肉是保罗的权利。
Eating meat was Paul's privilege.
哦，所以没有人可以说他错。
So no one can say eating meat for him is wrong.
可是为了别人。
But for others' sake.
为了神的家。
For the household God.
为了软弱的信徒。
The weak members.
保罗愿意放弃自己的权利。
And Paul was willing to forsake his own right and privilege.
嫁到其他的支派是西罗非哈女儿的权利。
And marrying to a different tribe was the privilege of the daughters of Zelophehad.
啊，可能其他支派有长得很帅的啊。
Perhaps there are other good-looking men from different tribes.
其他支派有很喜欢他们的啊。
Maybe there are other men who find likings in them.
啊，但是他们为了要留下产业。
But in order to preserve their inheritance.
为了使父亲得名。
In order for their father to gain a name.
啊，所以他们愿意放弃自己的权利。
And they were willing to give up their own right and privileges.
只为了一个更美的目标。
Only for that better and higher purpose.
啊，这是今天给你我
所做的一个美好的榜样。
And this is a beautiful example they had set for all of us today.
让我们能够彼此以他们来做我们的学习。
And may they be a learning for all of us.
我们一起来唱诗。
And sing hymn together.
218首。
Sing hymn 218.